Now, on to people who are underemployed. Most are working part-time because they can't find full-time work. Their number is on the rise, and that has Massachusetts economists worried. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nikisch is here in the studio with us this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning, Bob.
According to the figures, as I understand it, there are 200,000 unemployed people in Massachusetts. Who are they, Kurt?
They're mainly people who've lost their full-time job. They might still be getting some fill-in contract work at the same company. Businesses are, you know, doing more of that lately. Or these people have had to find part-time work somewhere else, often in a job that's below their skill levels, but they're taking what they can get.
I understand that this can't be good for them or the economy in general, 200,000 people who have maybe way less money to spend, but some say it's still better than not working at all, right?
Sure, it definitely is. But here's what's troubling about underemployment. These folks are making about 40% less, but there's also a lot of career stunting that can go along with this. Part-time workers don't get benefits. And what Andrew Sum, the head of the Center for Labor Market Studies at Northeastern University, told me, he says they also don't get training, and that's something that can have long-term consequences.
So you're not only losing today by being underemployed today, but the work you're doing today will not pay off for you in the future. So you're going to have a negative effect on you, you know, further on down the line.
Basically, some is saying it's going to affect the next full-time job that you're going to get. It's going to affect how much money you're going to make when you get that job. And depending on how it plays out, you know, that can really stick with you for the rest of your life.
I guess one question that some people might be asking is, are some of these underemployed people simply better off taking unemployment benefits?
No, and that's something that economists sort of repeated to me over and over again, and a lot of these people tell me that they're in this situation where they're basically earning about as much as they would be getting if they were taking benefits. But even when the economy is slow, it's moving forward, and so if you're not moving forward with it a little bit, you're falling behind. So these folks are maybe not gaining, but at least they're sort of keeping pace a little bit by staying in the workforce. The problem is the longer that this goes on, and this appears to be a slow job recovery, the harder it is for these part-time workers to connect with full-time jobs again afterwards and get their skills really back up to speed again because they're not getting training.
You've been talking to some of these folks who are in this situation. Tell us what they're saying. How do they feel?
Frustrated. How frustrated, interestingly, really depends on the job that they used to have. I talked this week to a guy who used to have a good-paying job in manufacturing. He's now working part-time in retail for a lot less, and he's afraid his old job is not coming back. So, you know, he's got this sobering challenge of trying to find something new, you know, take on some serious training, get an education. On the other hand, I talked to a woman who lost her job in financial services. She's now doing part-time project management work in education. And she's an example of someone who has a better chance of sort of really pulling out of underemployment quickly when the downturn ends. Another economist at Northeastern, Alan Clayton Matthews, says luckily Massachusetts has a lot of people like that.
Because our labor force is highly educated and highly skilled, it also means it's more flexible. So many workers who transition from one type of job to another can do that fairly quickly with minimal additional training and minimal time lost out of the labor market.
Picking up on that notion, lost time, that Alan Clayton Matthews mentioned, when is it thought these underemployed workers are going to get a chance to work full-time again?
Well, here's the bad side of the jobless numbers that came out yesterday. If there really were more jobs out there, you'd start to see these underemployed people benefit first. They should be getting more hours sooner. They should be in a better position to move into full-time jobs. But that number did not go down. The underemployment number held steady. So Commonwealth economists still think it's going to be, you know, kind of late summer, next fall before these folks get a chance to start moving forward with full-time jobs and their careers again.
WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nikisch, thanks a lot for coming in. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Bob.